So, I mean, what was the competition like among you, the teammates? I mean, was there friction, team fights, trash talking? I mean, how did y'all get along on the road, or were y'all just one big happy family?
Well, we had a few guys. We had a guy named John Winsome called Booby. He was out of Chicago by the way of Mississippi. And he had a little card shop. And I know my roommate, Bob Wilson, for a while. And he had a little 38. They had a table in the back of the bus where they were gambling. And I think Bob won some money. Booby gave him some counterfeit money. he wanted to kill Booby. And then Booby was a pitcher. His name was John Winston. He was from Greenville, Mississippi, but lived in Chicago. So he sold him to the Cleveland Indians. He was playing in the Carolina League. We look about 2 weeks later, and he come back. What's wrong? What happened? Man, he was stealing the guy's money. And what they did, they put that nitroglycerin on his hand, and they checked him and put his hand under that light, you know, the hand lit up. But most of the guys was pretty decent, you know, as a team. We had Cuban and D.O. Cardenas, he was a pitcher. And Puerto Rican, now they kind of temperamental. Like when the weather was, like it was raining or something, they didn't want to play. It was cold. But we got along pretty good as a team. Because what would happen if you didn't play well, the man gonna send you home. And you couldn't afford to get hurt.
So what about guys like Satchel Paige, Cool Papa Bell? Did you guys have any contact with those guys?
Well, now Cool Papa Bell was gone, but Satchel lasts a long time. What Satchel would do, Satchel back in '60, I went on, and Satchel was. Took a group of guys and went to Canada. I know a friend of mine, Larry Grand, and played with him. He was a catcher. And Satchel be riding along, had his fishing rod in the trunk of the car, and a cooler, the fifth of whiskey, and he'd see a lake like up in Canada, and he thought to just go here and see what he started fishing. And the promoter be waiting on him to be show up, and sometimes Satchel show up about the fourth inning. Sometimes be the seventh inning before he show up.
So Satchel was his old man.
Oh yeah.
I mean, was he a down earth person? Was he arrogant? Was he humble?
Yeah, he was down at home. He liked young ball players, you know.
So what about now? You say that you Billy Williams' brother was your roommate. Did you have opportunity to hang out with Billy Williams, get to know Billy Williams?
Yeah, let me tell you something. 1959, when Billy Williams first come out with the Cubs, we were in Chicago. Frank C. and my brothers coming up because we had been to Palmer City, Oklahoma, where he was out there, They moved him up, so we went to Chicago. He came up with the Cubs, Frank. But we stayed up at the what you call 63rd and South Park. But it was the Strand Hotel. But going out to Wrigley Field, they had to catch a taxi out of there. So I didn't go with Frank. And some of the other guys went out there. Took care of Billy, carried him to the Evans Hotel, I think it was. But he was a sharp. I know that day, but I'll never forget that day. Gray suede shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him at Buck O'Neill's funeral. We talked about it. But his brother Frank, he passed a couple of years ago.
Okay. And what about Hank Aaron? Did you have any contact with Hank? And
no, but I tell you what, I did. I saw them when they passed through, because a lot of those teams used to take spring training in Norfolk.
Mm-hmm.
Hank was the manager of the Clowns. He was from Portsmouth. His name was Buster Haywood.
Mm-hmm.
And a fellow from Portsmouth was the pitcher that went with the Clown named Ezzie Todd. But Aaron didn't stay that long with the 1 year with the Clown. He burned up the league.
Okay.